Welcome back to the podcast. Today we are talking about you cannot bully your way to your goals.
Welcome to the Shift Happens podcast about navigating the lighter side of life's challenges.
I'm Robin McIntyre, your life and transitions coach.
And I'm Monique Eckes, question askerer.
I love that.
All right, so Robin, tell us, what do you mean? Like, can't bully your way to your goals?
I think a lot of people, especially women, are really familiar with this. So it really comes down to, well, if I ease up on myself, if I'm kind to myself, if I don't really do this, then I'm just going to not take my goal serious, or I'm going to go too easy on myself. This came up a lot when I was doing personal training, especially again with women. We're just like that. Put perfectionists in the mix and it's even more so. Mm-hmm. So it's like, Robin, then I'm just going to go off the rails and do whatever I want if I'm being nice to myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's that like inner critic kind of a thing?
Very much.
Okay.
Critic. And it can sound different, right? Some of us have a really mean inner critic.
Huh?
I had a mean inner critic back in the day. And it takes a lot of work, a lot of self-awareness. And then she can also be a little sneaky. And
oh.
I think we've talked about the differences in when I first met you, you didn't come across as someone that was just really hard on yourself in a bad way.
Right.
But how did you explain it to me?
Like when it comes to my business?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm more of, if I slow down, then maybe I'll never restart.
Yeah.
I will lose that momentum if I slow down or pause at all.
Yeah.
And that's more of my kind of inner critic, not like someone just being super mean to me all the time.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people deal with being really mean. And I think I've had those moments in my life too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you that you have not had the real mean one, because she can be really crazy. So when we are self-critical, when we do a lot of listening to our inner critic and start believing her, it really adds to our resistance when we're trying to reach for a goal.
Mm, okay. Okay. Keep going.
Okay. So it's like hanging out with a mean cheerleader. I shouldn't even call her a cheerleader, but you're hanging out with someone that's supposed to be, you know, locking arms with that part of you. That part of you, watch the mic, you're locking arms with that part of you, and it's almost like you're shoveling uphill, you know, you're swimming against the current,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
So you really have something you want to do, and a big part of you really believes you can have it, and then you have this heavy weight pulling on you all the time, saying either you can't do it, or you're not good enough, or you screwed up yesterday or 5 minutes ago, so you might as well throw in the towel. So you've always got that that kind of split energy going on. And if we can just find a little grace for ourselves, and we're not trying to get rid of our inner critic. It's part of who we are.
Yeah.
We want to get really good at recognizing what she's doing and what she's saying. So it's also knowing the difference between when our brain is just trying to keep us safe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's telling you all the reasons why you can't do this.
Yeah.
Because our brain doesn't like change, or whether it's something legit. Excuse me. So just having who wants to hang out with somebody that's working against you? So that's what I mean by adding resistance to whatever it is we're trying to do. Yeah.
Okay. So then, so I'm super visual, right?
Yes.
So it's kind of like that tug of war a little bit. Like you're spending so much energy listening to this inner critic that you never get to your goals.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what you're saying?
It can totally do that. It's like self-sabotage.
Okay.
Yeah. So it can mess with our confidence, right? You have a good day. You're being good.
Mm-hmm.
You did what you said you're going to do. Everything's good. And then you have a day that's not good. Inner critic pipes up.
Mm-hmm.
And then there goes your belief. So it just, it's just like climbing a mountain with a really heavy backpack, pretty much, and just being really careful not to listen to her.
Yeah. And I think if you want to share this story that you talked about in a webinar once, that's very, again, visual to me about how that like took on physical form for you in your life.
The mirror.
Yeah.
Yes. So when I was bulimic in high school, the way I saw myself, I was that girl that would put things on the mirror that was supposed to motivate me. But what I did was I took a picture of myself and I cut out my face, which was very, very toxic and puffy. I was not in a good place.
Yeah.
I cut out two pink ears,
uh-huh.
a pig nose,
oh.
a circle, another bigger circle, legs, and a curly tail. And I put it on the mirror. And at the time, I know it was to motivate me.
Right.
And of course, I didn't know this. It's now I have a lot of compassion for her. I was a hot mess. And that was what do you do with that, right?
But to me, that's like taking that mean inner critic and really putting it physically in front of your face.
You know what?
Wow.
And you know what? And I hadn't thought of it like that. I just remember going, that was supposed to motivate me.
Yeah.
And that ties into identity for sure, because, you know, I see myself as this PIG, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens? That's the behavior follows.
Yeah.
So I probably stayed stuck way longer than we need to. As long as we see ourselves a certain way, our behavior has to follow.
Yeah.
You know, we can only show up as good as we believe we can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're really listening to that inner critic and taking that on as your identity, yeah, it's going to be really hard to get to your goals.
Yeah. That's hard. Right? I don't know why nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Another example could be, you know, children, good boy, good girl, bad boy, bad girl, whatever. A child hears that enough. They see themselves as the bad child, and that is how they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of not separating the behavior from the identity.
Right.
Right.
Right. And it works. And our inner critic is the same. We have to really keep an eye on her.
Yes.
So I say befriend her.
Okay.
Befriend her. Befriend your inner critic.
Well, because also, like you said at the beginning, a lot of us just want to get the inner critic out, but it's never going to totally go away. Like, we're human.
Yeah.
Right?
We are human.
Like, befriend them.
Befriend it.
Okay.
Befriend her. Let her lock arms with her.
Okay.
So when she pipes up, okay, oh my gosh, I don't even know. I could probably give you a gazillion examples.
Uh-huh.
Mine felt like panic. Now I don't get panic. When I get a message from my inner critic, it might be doubt in some form, and especially business, putting yourself out there on a podcast, things like that. It's more like, okay, I hear you. Thank you. I believe in what I'm going to do, and you just have to really get good at managing her. But to just let her take off with your thoughts is just not good. So, and on a bad day, you know, there's times where I talk to clients, and maybe a client's having a really hard day, and just by reminding her that it's just the thoughts that we're in at this moment, you know, thoughts that you're in this moment, are affecting what you believe and how you're behaving, how you're reacting to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Robin's got some really practical advice for us on this topic, but first we're going to take a sponsor break. Guess who's the sponsor? Robin right here. Robin, what do you have for us today that you want people to check out?
So I have a PDF that I created for you, and it's evergreen. So to be honest, I created it, maybe 6 years ago.
Okay.
And it's when I realized the difference in a relaxed energy and a harsh energy. So the relaxed energy is when we are managing our inner critic. We can slow down to hear what's going on and see what's going on. Slow down to go fast.
Ah, yes.
That's kind of what it reminds me of. And it's about being.
Okay.
And then you've got this panicked energy. Mm. It reminds me more about do.
Right.
And am I doing enough? Everything's good and bad, black and white.
Okay.
So over here, we've got a lot more space.
Mm-hmm.
And over here, we have a lot more rules. So choice is over here. And it's just a really good way to, there's lots of words in these boxes that remind you, here I want to, and over here I have to.
Ooh, yeah.
So can't you just feel the difference in that?
Yes. Oh, this is amazing. This PDF.
Yeah,
right?
PDF.
So we'll link it in the show notes and the description here. Whether you're listening to the podcast, it'll be on that, or if you're watching on YouTube, it's in the description. That's awesome.
That'll be fun. Something that is going to come back to life.
Well, thanks, sponsor.
Hey, thanks, sponsor. Got to start somewhere.
Okay, so Robin, we're talking about like locking arms, befriending our inner critic.
Yes.
You have a really cool way to think about this. What can you do like right now?
Right now, if you don't already have a name, I like to name our inner critic.
like a person, a human name.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, well, or like just a name.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to back up just one second.
Okay,
so, because that made me think of something else, too. When my higher self is saying, Robin, you've scrolled Facebook for 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
get off your bum, you know? So instead of saying, you piece of, mm-hmm. or you lazy, or you, uh-huh. something like that, I have an endearing name that came from my dad.
Aww.
He used to call me Robs. Robs or Robbie.
Aww.
So I let his voice pop in and say, hey, Robs, it's time to get up. You know, so it's a whole different thing than get off your ASS.
Oh, the main cheerleader. It's someone else.
Yeah. So it's not really the inner critic, but it's the side of us that needs the support. It's the one. It's the one that needs to stand up to the inner critic, but also accept love from the inner critic. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
All of us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a wholeness thing going on.
So what would you call yours?
Yeah, if what you're, would you call you?
Yeah, right? Say you're having a hard day. Someone in your brain is like, oh, you know, you can't do this or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Instead, you can listen to...
Your endearing name. That
Aww.
Someone you love would call you. Like, it might already be a nickname you already have.
Yeah.
So, but my dad's been gone a long time. I loved my dad. I adored my dad. And my dad adored me.
Yeah.
So that was just it's a loving way to remind myself that I'm deserving of... that sweet voice.
That's awesome. Oh, okay. We would love to hear what you choose. You can put it in the comments of YouTube.
Please
or send us an email.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be super fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to know your name. So we're not really naming the inner critic, but the part of you that needs some love from your inner critic.
Yeah.
Or that if the inner critic's really trying to poke you into the goal, you know, what can she be calling you instead of what she normally does?
Okay. I'm going to put some thought to this.
Okay.
Yep. I don't mind yet, but I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next session,
but
maybe
like
we
this.
Could talk about that. I love it.
All right. Gosh, well, so thanks so much for listening to the podcast today. Remember, shift happens. But Robin's here to help you with it.
I am, and I want you to befriend, not berate yourself.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
If you want to know more about Robin and how you can work with her, you can go to the website, which is...
RobinMcIntyre.com with all I's. RobinMcIntyre.
And that'll be in the show notes, too, on your podcast app or on YouTube, wherever you're listening and watching.
Thanks for being here.
All right.
Appreciate your time.
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo-hoo. See you in the next one.
Ciao.